Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Dr. Rosalind Clark, here today with Agnes Drew and Max O'Brien. It's day 1,271 since we came back on the air. What's the news, Agnes?
Our intrepid adventurer, Max O'Brien, braved the stings and arrows of outrageous fortune and came back with a golden prize.
I thought it was slings and arrows.
Normally it is, but this time he went and collected honey for us, so in this case, it stings.
Yeah, and I only got stung a few times. That smoke pot we made really helped. Wish we could figure out an actual beekeeper suit.
If we decide to start keeping bees in earnest, we'll put some more effort into that. But for right now, I don't know that we go over there often enough to make it worth it.
Easy for you to say. These things are easily a 3 on the Schmidt Sting Pain Index.
The what now?
They're just honeybees, Max. They max out at a 2 and you know it.
Huh?
All I know is that they hurt like a son of a gun. Cutting back on them with the smoke pot is great and all, but I'd like to eliminate them altogether.
I understand, but there's a lot of materials we don't have easy access to that we'd need to make a proper beekeeper suit. We're just going to have to suck it up a little. None of us are allergic, so I can go next time.
Excuse me?
Yes?
What are you two talking about?
Beekeeping?
No, with the 2 and 3 and some sting pain index or something?
Oh, the Schmidt Sting Pain Index. It's a rating of how painful different insect stings are.
Specifically, it's a rating of how painful stings are from insects in the order Hymenoptera, which includes bees, wasps, sawflies, and ants. It was developed by entomologist Justin Schmidt.
And how does he know how painful they are?
He claims to have been stung by the majority of insects in that classification.
Ah, so he's crazy.
Sometimes a little crazy is necessary in certain instances. I know plenty of artists who have done things I would have called crazy. Crazy shouldn't be a pejorative. It just means something outside the norm. And that's not always bad.
But I don't know. I just can't get past... Why?
For the beauty of discovery. The need to know. It's actually a really cool index. It's divided into 4 levels, 1 through 4, with the least painful stings down at the bottom and the most painful stings at the top.
And he let the really painful insects sting him on purpose?
Oh, yeah. How else was he going to know how painful they were? But the good news is that only 3 insects are classed at the most painful level. The bullet ant, the tarantula hawk, and the warrior wasp.
Okay, but that still seems, I don't know, excessive.
So are a lot of things. But sometimes there's no other way. This is where the ethics come into play. You have to weigh the desire for knowledge against the harm it could do. In this case, Schmidt mostly harmed himself. Although, I can see an argument that he harmed the insects, too.
Besides, he did more than just assign a number to the stings. He made comments. I remember a few. For the bullet ant, he wrote, pure, intense, brilliant pain. Like walking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch nail embedded in your heel.
Oh no, that sounds awful. But I have to admit, it's descriptive.
For the warrior wasp, he wrote that the sting was torture. You are chained in the flow of an active volcano. Why did I start this list?
But the whole list isn't all bad. My favorite was what he wrote about the digger bee at level 1, which he said was almost pleasant. A lover just bit your earlobe a little too hard. I also like the sweat bee. He said that one was light, ephemeral, almost fruity. A tiny spark has singed a single hair on your arm.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool after all. So you're saying the bees we get our honey from are a 2?
He classed most stings at a 2.
I still say these are more like a 3.
I still say you're being a wimp. But we can look into the beekeeping stuff if you want. Just don't expect a quick fix.
Fair enough.
So, is this like the index we developed, Dr. Clark? The one where we rate how weird each of Max's theories are?
I guess you could say that. we're reading how much of a pain Max is being on any given day.
Har har, you two. Okay, that's about it for today. The point of this entire discussion, listeners, is that we have honey available to trade if anybody needs any. Just come on by, and let's make a deal. Now let's wrap this up for today.
For Mercury, a broadcast of hope, this has been Dr. Rosalind Clark, Agnes Drew, and Max O'Brien. Take care of each other.